Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
614, we'll get to the Bears. Well, let's get to Reverend Jackson live from New York and the Clinton Global Initiative. At least I assume you're in New York. Is that right, Reverend?
Indeed, we're in New York today. And it's a very exciting conference this year. Lots of anxiety in there because people don't want the conference to stop.
And the Clinton Global Initiative, by voluntary acceptance, I suppose would be the word, presuming Hillary Clinton wins, will cease to exist in its current form. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the form may change, but the you know, it's really between the gap between governments where so many poor people fall. And if this conference were to close, the gap would become a canyon. 27 million people do not have drinkable water. Leads to a lot of diseases. They've done so much work in Ebola, in Haiti.
Right.
Technology for the rural poor. Microloans for very poor people. And so if this conference were to stop, the poverty gap worldwide would just expand.
The existence of it should probably continue to exist in some form under Chelsea Clinton, but that'll remain to be seen. In the meantime,
it's a matter of figuring out how you tweak it in a way that does not give the appearance of a conflict of interest.
And I don't know that there's a win there, right? I mean, in the current climate we live in, you could try to clean that up as much as possible. There's still going to be people that say it's dirty.
Well, the Bible says don't grow weary of well-doing. People shouldn't be doing this much good work. And I look at a place like Haiti. Haiti was devastated with a recession, then an earthquake. And the people that were organized to help reinvigorate Haiti, two-thirds of the economy was lifted back up by private donations. That would not be a government plan to get through our Congress, for example.
Yeah.
Sometimes up to 5,000 people die a day from lack of drinkable water in Africa. Our government's not going to prioritize that, and yet people die because of it. So that the humane dimension of this conference, to me, is a big, big deal.
The separation of church and state matters. So does separation of charity and state. And I believe that, and I know for a fact, I would sit here and defend the Trump charities as well if they were worthy of defending, and that remains to be seen.
Well, I think if you were to put this foundation and Trump's foundation side by side and put the tax report side by side, then we could have an even playing field on that discussion.
That's true. We don't have the information. That's exactly right. Rainbow pushed in a 10-point plan last December on violence in Chicago. The mayor's going to make a speech Thursday night. What are we going to hear from the mayor, and what of the 10 points is being accomplished?
Been difficult to say. We've constantly asked for a White House conference on violence causes and cures, the race and gender disparities, and poverty, and some plan for urban reconstruction. They speak of a black father's gap. They have a job gap, an education gap, a health care gap. So if there's going to be a comprehensive plan, for example, if there were a plan to remove lead paint in these abandoned zones, jobs, if there were a plan to cut the high weeds in the grass for landscapers, jobs. If you demolish the houses, it cannot be repaired, jobs. Those that can be repaired to replace boards with window panes. There may be more jobs than there are people if reconstruction is the priority, and I hope that would be the priority.
I agree with all of those points, but the Chicago police also say that we got to get guns off the street, and we got to get bad guys with guns off the street and not let them get back onto the street. The Illinois Black Caucus, in a way, bought into the NRA's argument last year about increased sentencing for young black men. I believe we can reform sentencing and put the bad guys away and keep them away. Why can't we do both?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to police poverty. One thing about it, we know where the guns are manufactured. We know the stores they're sold from. We know where they turn from legal to straw purchases. We've done very little with the manufacturers and the gun distributors. Guns in, drugs in, jobs out, that's a deadly formula. And that must be taken on comprehensively.
I'd like to have you in at some point to do a longer discussion about that. You'd be willing to do that?
Look forward to it. After all, it's home.
After all, we got to fix it, and we got to stop the image around the country that the entire city is the Old West. We got to help these people on the West Side who just want the same life that the people on the Gold Coast and on the Lake and the Western Burbs want. We got to help them.
Well, we have eight communities in the ghetto, unemployment's above 25%, poverty above 40%. Near North Side unemployment 3%, suburb jobs one signs. Poverty is a factor. Poverty is a weapon of mass destruction.
I completely agree. All right, let's take a full circle because I know you got to run and so do I. The CGI, the Clinton Global Initiative, continues and the effort continues today. You ran for president a couple of times. Did you ever imagine we'd get to the position we're in now with the ugliness that's gone on?
No, and the tragedy is that focus on one line of the ugliness takes us away from the agenda. I've challenged Hillary, the eagles should not fly at the same on the ground. They should fly above the freight. For example, the issue of livable wages for working people, affordable health care, the protected right to vote for all Americans, racial justice and gender equality, a plan to build bridges to connect with our Mexican allies and our Islamic allies and not walls. We must do it. I saw Mr. Trump on TV last night saying how we must crack down on Muslims because of what happened in New York. But that was a Charleston 9. That was terrorism. He didn't say anything about it. The kids in New York, 5 falsely accused of killing or raping a woman, and they didn't do it. He wanted to have them executed. So we should move away from so much demagogy to real issues, jobs, education, health care. That really matters.
We're on the same page, I think, would be the summation. Last question. The president said if the black vote doesn't turn out, it's an insult to his legacy. He wants to fire up the black vote. What's Rainbow Push doing to make sure there is turnout?
Well, when we're going to high schools, all those who are in high school who are 17 years of age will be 18 by November 8th. They can register and vote. Those in college who want to fight to reduce student loan debt, they have a reason to register and vote. Those who are more loan scholarships can register to vote. And so if you vote your hopes and not your fears, you stand a good chance of winning. One thing I know on election day, 100% will vote. Those who vote will vote. Those who don't vote will vote. And so use that vote and cast a vote for self-determination.
Thank you for your time. Safe travels, and we'll see you back in town.
And if you're from Chicago, I know your heart's bleeding because of the Bears, but guess what? We have the Cubs in town. We have the Cubs.
Don't forget about the Blackhawks, Reverend Jackson. Coming soon.
And we have the Cubs and the Blackhawks.
All right, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate you being on.